The 24-member aggregation, the Polyphonic Spree, graced the stage of World Cafe Live, and we'll hear a performance of music from the new album, The Fragile Army. Plus, we get a chance to talk with the leader of this Dallas, Texas-based band, Tim DeLauder. A string section, a choir, plus your usual rock instrumentation, the Polyphonic Spree used to all wear choir robes. Now they hit the stage in what looks like military uniforms. I asked him if the new clothes were to go with the new album, The Fragile Army.
I think the new threads that we're having right now, they definitely resonate with the tone of the record, being The Fragile Army. We've been doing this almost 7 years now, and through the years, our robes have either changed color or, you know, they were like one time, they were all white at the beginning, which the reasons we had robes in the first place, there was two reasons. One was to unify the group. And it was a cheap, inexpensive way of doing it. I just thought, I've got to dispel the distraction of street clothes and unify this group. And I thought robes, and I thought, this is simple, one size fits all. And my mother-in-law actually made all the first robes. And it was very, you know, kind of old school DIY for sure. And then we would project images on the robes. I thought, okay, we'll be a canvas, because I always loved the idea of film going along with music. And so we did that first, and then the robes we evolved into colored robes. We were all red robes at one time, and then we went into all different colored robes where each member of the band had a different color. And then we had robes that were like this kind of aqua blue with this red lifeline running through the robes, where if you lined us all up straight across, it would just look like this lifeline beating through every one of us, which was interesting, and I enjoyed that. And then this record came along, and it was it was a very urgent rock record, which was what we were intending to make. And then it started to morph into the, I guess, the sign of the times, for politically speaking, of things that are going on. And it started taking on that type of tone as well, and something we had never really delved into before. But it was kind of, as a songwriter, kind of hard to not, I guess, let that be something to write about for sure. And then the robes just didn't seem appropriate for what we were doing right now. And this came along. But on the actual uniform that we're wearing, we have universal symbols of peace on there. There's a red cross, and then there's a heart. And then there is a kind of a stamp of our group with our robes as a band to celebrate the unity of our group. And then, of course, we have a pin that says the Polyphonic Spree. And so they are the Fragile Army, compliments of Mike Mills.
Yeah, how did that naming come about? How did he do that?
Yeah, he came up, I scored the film Thumbsucker, and in his liner notes of that record, he put a description of our group and how we met and our interaction and the making of that film. And he said that we reminded him of a Fragile Army. And I just, like, wow, I just love that description. I was flattered that he thought of us that way, but I thought, what a global statement that was. And I just loved how it resonated, and I thought, what a wonderful title for a record.
Talk about how the political aspect of it. Certainly that is what signifies a difference, along with the sound on this record, to what the Spree has done in the past.
Well, there is a self-titled track called The Fragile Army.
Right.
And actually, it's an ode to Bush song, which was written right after the State of the Union speech that he had done. We were actually in the studio making the record. And for whatever reason, well, I know the reason, it just infuriated me when I was watching it, and I immediately went off and wrote that song. And normally I improvise all my lyrics and melody at the same time, and I kind of go back and review it and work it out and get it together, so to speak. And this one, I actually went and wrote the lyrics right after that and put them to this song, which is kind of one of the first times I'd ever really had done that before as a songwriter.
Oh, how we miss, they're so far gone. Will they move when the valley explodes? We'll make no mistakes if they move too late. Well, we wish they would have called you home.
The other aspect that I kind of mentioned in passing, which is different, and you're going to hear it today when you hear this band live on stage, is there's a power and a rockness that comes out on stage that has been sometimes difficult to get on the albums. Mm-hmm. And you really got it on this one. And did you ever think about doing them live, or how did you solve that problem?
Well, that's always a big problem for bands. Some bands are really good at it, of getting their live sound across on their record. Well, for us, our live shows were so, and they are so high energy, real high energy, energetic shows. And by the time we're done, we're all completely done, covered in sweat. We're exhausted. But when you listen to the records, they really didn't reveal that type of energy that we do have as a live group. So on this record, we specifically went after that particular sound, and we recruited John Congleton, who is from the band The Paper Jays from Dallas, who's a friend of ours, and I enjoy watching this guy play his shows, and he has wonderful spirit when he plays, but he's an awesome engineer and a producer, and he's able to capture that raw sound and at the same time keep it beautiful for all the other instruments that we have on there. So it was just a perfect match, and it worked out great. And I would say out of the records, that's the one thing that's different from the previous records. I'm not saying one's better than the other one. I'm saying there is a significant change, that this one is an urgent rock record. And explores a lot of different emotion in a rock environment.
And we're going to hear what that sounds like live as we head to the stage with the Polyphonic Spree playing live today on the World Cafe. Tim, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Thank you very much. If you just tuned in, we are the Polyphonic Spree. We are the Fragile Army. This one's called Younger Yesterday.
Title track of The Fragile Army from the Polyphonic Spree on stage at World Cafe Live. Thanks to the band, all 24 members, and also thanks to Tim DeLauder for talking with us today. Coming up, music from a new EP from Matt Pond, PA. We get right back here to the World Cafe.